Christ our life. Chapter 9. The life and the law. For with you is the fountain of life, in your light shall we see light. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. These two texts, together with those in the preceding article, show very clearly that Christ is the life of all who receive him. His life is the life of God. And we have seen that that life is righteousness. And that means that it is of the very nature of the law of God, for it is declared to be the righteousness of God. A fountain is a place from which water flows freely and constantly. Therefore life may be received from God just as one would drink from a fountain to refresh himself. That this is the way that righteousness is to be obtained, the scriptures plainly show. Let us trace the figure. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant, how that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Unmistakable reference is here made to the bringing of water from the rock in the wilderness, that the Israelites might drink. Let us turn to that. The people were in the desert, and there was no water. The Lord himself had brought them there, but they did not think of that, but concluded that they were about to perish. And the Lord said unto Moses, Go on before the people, and take with you of the elders of Israel, and your rod, wherewith you smote the river, take in your hand, and go. Behold, I will stand before you there upon the rock in Horeb, and you shall smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. Notice that this rock whence the water came, was in Horeb. Horeb and Sinai are the same, for whereas in Exodus the law is said to have been spoken from Sinai, in Deuteronomy it is said to have been spoken from Horeb, and in Malachi we read, Remember the law of Moses my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. So the water came from the same mountain from which the law was afterwards spoken. Moreover, the water was flowing at the very time that the law was spoken. For there was no water in that place except what came from the rock, and if it had ceased flowing as soon as the people had once quenched their thirst, they would soon have been as bad off as they were before. Now notice well whence the water came. Moses smote the rock, but he did not give the water to the people. Christ stood on the rock. The people drank from the rock which is Christ. The water came in a miraculous manner from Christ himself. It was the same miracle that was afterwards performed in giving the multitudes bread, as we read in the last paper. Of the manna we read that it was given that they might know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And he humbled you, and suffered you to hunger, and fed you with manna, which you knew not, either did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord does man live. So it must have been with the water. It was to teach the people trust in the Lord, not only for temporal blessings, but for spiritual life also. Now when we remember that Jesus says that he gives the water of life to all who believe in him, and that this water is the Holy Spirit, which ministers the righteousness of the law of God, we must know that by giving the Israelites water in that miraculously manner, he meant to teach them that just as they drink that water to refresh their physical life, so they might by believing him, drink of his righteousness. That this is so is indicated by the words of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Sinai stands as the embodiment of law. But by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified. This was indicated in the giving of the law. It was given amid thunders and lightnings, and an earthquake. It was death to so much as touched the mount. That indicated that no one could approach the holy law that was spoken therefrom, to obtain righteousness. The law works wrath. It has only death to give to the sinner. Yet it was a fact that no one could have life except he had the righteousness of that same law. What hope, then, was there for the people? Why, this was the lesson that they were to learn from the circumstance, and which we are to learn from the record of it. Although righteousness cannot be obtained from the law, any more than the people could touch the mountain from which it was spoken, yet as they could stand afar off and drink of the water which was flowing from the mountain, so they could drink in the righteousness of the law by receiving Christ, the giver of the water. Happy would it have been for them if they had learned the lesson. Thus we see that in the very giving of the law, the people were plainly taught that righteousness could not be gained from the law, but only through Christ. The law was ordained in the hands of a mediator, and Christ is the one mediator between God and man. He is not mediator in the sense that he shields us from the wrath of God, for God does not hate us. He loves sinners. But Christ is mediator in the sense that through him the righteousness of God is conveyed to us, so that we may be reconciled to him. The water flowing from the rock as the law was spoken was an indication that they could through Christ just as freely drink of the righteousness which the law demanded, and thus have eternal life. Out of the heart are the issues of life, and the law of God was in the heart of the Lord Jesus. I delight to do your will, O my God, yeah, your law is within my heart. Therefore the life which comes from him to us is the righteousness of the law. Now see how things in the heavens were pictured out before the faces of the children of Israel, and before our faces, too, if we receive the Bible record as the living word of God. The law of God is the foundation of the throne of God. Justice and judgment are the habitation of your throne. Mercy and truth shall go before your face. God dwells between the cherubim. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you that lead Joseph like a flock, you that dwell between the cherubims, shine forth. In the sanctuary which Moses built, there was an ark, upon the cover of which were two cherubim, and within which, underneath the cherubim was the law of God, the Ten Commandments. It was between these two cherubim, over the law, that the glory of God appeared, and from there he spoke to the people. Thus the ark was a symbol of the throne of God, showing that the law is literally the basis of it, for the earthly tabernacle was a pattern of things in the heavens. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. This river is a real, literal river, yet it is of it that we are to drink even now. For the call is, let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. And Jesus says, I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of water of life freely. This river of water of life comes direct from the throne of God, and in that throne is the law. Of it we may drink freely. But as it comes from the throne of God, it is as it were charged with the righteousness of that law, so that as we drink it, we drink in the righteousness of God. And as that water is our life, just as earthly water gives fresh life to our fainting bodies, therefore our lives are filled with righteousness. It was to impress this lesson upon the minds of the children of Israel in the desert that the things took place in connection with Sinai. And it was to impress the same lesson upon our minds that the record of those occurrences was written. The mountain was the embodiment of law. The law had nothing but terror for them. But the water was flowing from the same mountain. It, however, came from Christ, from whom the law also came. All this was to teach us that the law which was spoken from Sinai is the standard of righteousness, but that while it is death to us when we come to it ourselves alone, it is life to us when we drink of it as Christ ministers it to us. And thus may we know that his commandment is life eternal, and that whosoever will, may drink freely of the fountain of life, and thereby be filled with righteousness. I heard the voice of Jesus say, Behold, I freely give the living water. Thirsty one, stoop down, and drink, and live. I came to Jesus, and I drank of that life-giving stream. My thirst was quenched, my soul revived, and now I live in him.